All right, so we haven't spoke since before Easter, which was just last weekend. All three of us had the Easter weekend. We said, fuck the podcast on Sunday and put it in God's hands, and we clutched our Trump Bibles tight. But I'm going to tell you a funny joke real fast. I was at the Easter dinner table, and my mom's boyfriend, they've been together a long time. He's an ex-biker. He's a real tough guy, and we always talk about he has guns and he likes to work out. Those are the two things he likes. He likes to go shooting and he likes to work out. And so he's like, "Hey Ben, you're looking real ripped. You're looking real cut. Like how can I get nice and cut like that?" And I'm like, this and that. I'm like telling him this and that. He's like, "Yeah, I just want to get rid of these Kingston Pen love handles." And he grabs that his love handles and says, "Kingston Pen love handles." And he looks at me and says, I'm like, that shit is funny and gross, and it's Easter. Welcome back, everybody, to the Kingston Pen love handles show. The Toronto Raptors is our Sportitos podcast. I don't even know what this is anymore. The Raptors have been so kerfuddled. I'm El Hoopo, that's Max B, that's A-Rod. Let's talk about the Raptors, 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah, the Raptors played. Okay, so let's go. Kingston Pen love handles. God damn, that shit had me rolling. Nobody else got it at dinner. I got that. I thought that shit was so funny and so gross while I'm eating my fish.
Shout out to everybody locked there.
Yeah, exactly.
Send them a package.
Yeah, Easter package. All right, so let's get that vision out of our heads. So let's jump into something even more depressing, the Toronto Raptors. So here we go.
More depressing. We go from jail to the Raptors? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, let me put my glasses on to look at this score here. Okay, so we haven't spoke since the Lakers in Minnesota. So let me do a little math for you real quick. So I'll set the table real fast. So I did a little math. So these two games, Lakers 128, Raptors 111. Minnesota 123, Raptors 85. In those two games, that's by 65 points. That's the first math. So that's pretty fucking bad. Second, there's 15 in a row. 15 losses in a row. All right? That's pretty bad too. And it's so bad now, they're giving Kelly Olynyk rest. Kelly Olynyk is now getting rest. You talk about last episode, A-Rod, we're like, this is a stain on the league. Like, it's so blatant. Kelly Olynyk is getting rest now. So, two in a row. Raps lose to Mini. Raps lose to the Lakers. I'll throw my first where I never do it, but Prince had Purple Rain. I'm giving this Purple Pain. So, that's mine. Purple Pain. What do you guys got? Hit me.
Shit. I got, I don't even know what to say, man. Honestly, Raptors, who cares at this point? Funny enough, they're locked into the sixth worst record of the league, I believe. I think
locked in.
Yeah, I think they're locked in now. So Memphis won their last game. They beat Milwaukee. Fire Doc Rivers. Let's get that hashtag going. But other than that, Raptors, they suck. They just suck. There's nothing exciting. There's no point in watching their games. I don't know if anybody's a Malik Williams fan out there. Maybe Louisville guys out there. I don't know.
Tende.
Tende, you might want to watch him play.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would be a really sad thing. I think Jesus has a better chance of coming back next year than the Raptors do.
Oh, man. So, oh, man. On my running route right at Leslie and Lakeshore, there's a sticker right on the curb, and it says, "Jesus is coming back." Speaking of which, I'm like, is he though?
Yeah. Does he want to?
He's going to have to watch the Raptor games, man. What do you got, Max P?
All right, since things are kind of down, I don't got a word. I got a little story. Hey.
Oh, perfect. Oh, okay. I like it.
The night before the Raptors game, you know, NBA players like to party in the city, Toronto, Miami, L.A. So, of course, got a couple homies in the LeBron party, and they gave me a little report on what went there. They're walking into the club now. They're going in. And guess who just got rejected at the door, all pissed off because it's one of those private parties?
No.
Invite only, usually just ladies only, and those type of parties.
Who was it?
And it's Ghostface and Kool G Rap.
No.
All pissed off. man, that they can't get into the exclusive party.
Ghostface.
Yeah, they do that a lot. They do that a lot to the OG rappers like Raekwon, Master Ace. Just a lot of ugly stories when it comes to the club scene, because the club scene in Toronto is very bougie, right?
Yeah,
it's a thing where you have to have a connection, or you have to, you know, be a chick with some well done work done to her body or whatever. So, anyways, they get in the club now. That's half the story, and it's one of those parties you can't bring your phone, and you got to drop your phone in the little basket or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. That's how LeBron parties. You can't bring no phone into the club when he's in there.
Huh.
And it has it like closed off, only invite only. Usually it's just a bunch of ladies and his homies.
Yeah.
And so, boom, my homies got in there because they know the security, or maybe they knew the club owner.
Yeah.
And apparently somebody got their little phone or camera out through the security and tried to take a picture of LeBron while he was, you know, sitting at his booth with his peoples there, and he got rushed.
He got rushed?
Yeah, dude got rushed. Dude got tackled, bro. So that's a little inside story into like the night before the Raptors game before we took that beat down to L.A.
Man. I can't believe they didn't let Kool G Rap.
Rap and Ghostface
in, man.
Yeah, they, so I hear that a lot in Toronto. Like, if you're from a different era, like, these club cats is like, who's you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like, whoa. Yeah, Toronto, Miami, L.A., they will diss you at the door.
That's gross.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. I like that story. That's
good story, man.
Got rushed. What are you doing?
It's almost as good as J.J. Redick and LeBron on that podcast where LeBron tried to say that, you know, I play a lot of chess. But no, I never played chess in my life, but... People tell me I should play chess.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I seen the clip where he was saying the first year of Miami when they lost to Dallas, how they didn't have enough and how we were still bringing Chris Bosh along. I said, what? Chris Bosh took a step down when he went to Miami. What are you even talking about? Bring
this
him along.
This is why. Two or three people have said, hey, Ben, have you watched that LeBron J.J. Redick pod? I'm like, no. Next person, hey, Ben, have you watched the J.J. Redick LeBron pod? I said, no. Third person said that. Have you seen that pod with LeBron? I said, no. Why? They're like, you might like it. I said, I guarantee you I won't like it. Because it's shit like that. You played chess. Come on, LeBron.
Yeah, he tried to lie to J.J. And then he caught himself before J.J. could get into it, right? And then the one today that killed me was he's like, you know, sometimes I'll be scrolling my timeline and he's like, some LeBron highlights will come up or whatever. And he's like, hold on. Stop right there, LeBron. He's like, no highlights are just popping up on your timeline. You be searching that shit,
algorithm.
Right?
He checked them like that. That's a great check.
It was like literally all of us were thinking the same shit.
That's beautiful.
I'm glad he called him out. That's like that clip you said. You had me rolling, man. Who was it? The clip, the dude that got that push LeBron. What was his name?
Jeff Teague.
Man, that clip had me rolling.
I am
a Jeff Teague fan now. He's like, I'm sick of this shit.
Shout out to the Bleacher Report, Game of Thrones, and Hero Ball. Those things are funny, man.
Those things, they're
right on the money with those. I'm surprised players don't try to get that thing. Man, bro, they cut deep, bro.
Yeah.
Teague, when he's like, I got something for you. He's like, I had to turn off my internet because I was getting death threats.
Yeah, he goes, that's when I quit Instagram. he was killing me. That was really good.
Yeah.
They put
Jeff Teague in that Game of Thrones, too, about how he talks crazy.
Yeah,
I never saw that
he's
coming.
He's legendary. Jeff Teague is legendary.
I don't know why I didn't see that coming. He's legendary. I love it, man. All right. Speaking of cuts deep. So my friend again, the one who came back from the war. He came back from overseas. Like I said, he was shot in the knees. He's getting it together, by the way, with his lady. Everything seems to be going a bit better in the home space, which is good. He's got a baby on the way, so that's good.
Hey.
Yeah, he got that working, so everything is good. But he said he was wondering. He goes, I got one more issue. I said, well, what's the issue? He's like, well, I can't seem to stop myself quick enough before busting a nut. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I bust my nut too fast. And I said, well, I don't know if Popeyes can fix that, because I sent him to Popeyes before, right? He goes, yeah, but Ben, this one's serious. I bust too fast. So if you could bring that onto your podcast and ask the fellas, is there anything he can do? Is there any vitamin shops? I don't know about busting too quick. Anything you can throw out there to the youngins out here?
You got a freestyle. Does he rap? You got a freestyle.
Yep. Yeah,
freestyle in your head. Don't rap on loud. You think you're crazy.
That's right. I told him to think of old Blue Jay baseball games. I thought, because baseball is real.
Just that's think a good like, one.
Yeah,
that's a baseball. Good one. Yeah, yeah, baseball. You know, yeah, that'll keep you concentration.
I just think of the ugliest teacher you had in high school. Man. Just gotta zone out to that.
And if none of that works, maybe you can go find something at Popeye's
Supplements.
Well, as you know, that means this is another episode of This or
That.
Yes, indeed. And since Minnesota and LA have passed since the last time we spoke, we're going to stay mostly in Mini, since it was the most recent game. There will be a little bit of taste of LA in this party, but let's get into it. So we're going to start off with a street fight here right off the top. Ooh, we're going with probably the biggest legend that ever put on a Timberwolves jersey. KG's in this corner, the big ticket, Kevin Garnett. Damn. So we're going to take young KG in this fight against another Minnesota man, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Hey!
So we got Jesse Ventura versus KG in an all-out brawl. So who do you got, boys? Jesse Ventura or KG? A-Rod, hit me.
I mean, I got to go KG, man.
You're going KG.
Yeah, I got to go KG, man. KG was one of the toughest dudes, man, and he came right out of high school, one of the originals.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to go with KG, man. I got way too much respect for KG.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so 1-0 KG over, man, a classic wrestler.
I don't know if legendary. You guys ever seen that clip with KG where they're like, thank God KG made it in basketball, because he wasn't living out, you know, like he wasn't making it out of projects, right? Because there was a clip of him reading in that Area 51, where he was supposed to say the word equivalent, but he was like, he just stuttered and he's like, equivalent, like
equivalent.
Equivalent. I was like, man, the internet's way too much, man.
Internet is way too much.
That's some bullshit. But yeah, he definitely had that struggle though. Like the story about him coming home and seeing the eviction notice on the door, and him making the decision, oh, forget that, I'm not going to college, I'm going to try and go straight to the league. He made that decision right then and there. Yeah, that's hood shit all the way.
Yeah. So who you got then, Max? Yeah, you got KG in a steel cage match against Jesse the Body.
The Body Ventura. Oh, shout out to Jesse the Body Ventura, legendary wrestler. And then by the time I was really watching wrestling, he was doing the commentating.
Yep.
You know? And then he had a great conspiracy show on TV. I think he was the governor of one of those states in the U.S.
Minnesota.
Yeah. And I heard he was going to run for president, but I guess with RFK Jr. and Trump, he felt like, okay, let me just let the WrestleMania 4 whatever go on without me, you know? But, you know, exactly. But shout out to Jesse the Body Ventura, and yeah, I'm going with KG.
Yeah. You're going with KG?
Yep. Right. And Stefan, you should have stayed. You should have stayed in Minnesota.
Yeah, we touched on that. You should have stayed, man. Yeah, you know what? I got to go with you, both of you guys on that, because there's just something. The eyes don't lie, Chico. Even though he's yeah, I just got too much respect for this guy, too. And even though he wears skinny jeans, you got to let that go. The skinny jeans thing is just like, really? It just surprises me. But it's like, I don't know, man. I don't think there's anyone that could get through. Even Jesse the Body Ventura, I think, even when he was all full of steroids and on WWF back in the day, I don't think he would have had a chance. So KG just would have been thinking of that eviction notice. And just laid him out. So that's a clean sweep for KG. All right. So as I was going through Minnesota, there's some people that have come out of Minnesota, which I didn't know, but I did know this one. And I was like, do I put him in a party? Do I put him in this? I'm like, you know what? No, we're just going to talk the legend. We're just going to talk about him. Prince.
Prince outlived Mike Jack. Let's go.
Man, Prince is an absolute legend. Minnesota born, but he has got roots left here in Toronto. He had that mansion here in Toronto. He loved Toronto, lived mm-hmm. here, had his lady mm-hmm. here.
He did surprise shows just out yes. of the blue. He would do concerts yep. and shit. Yep.
Yep. Was a Raptors fan. This is his house right here. So I wanted to ask you fellas, tell me, what is your favorite off top of the head favorite Prince tune that you could jam to that would make you feel right?
Man, oh.
What's got you? Prince was something else, wasn't he? Prince yeah, was a legend, man.
My favorite Prince song is probably Pink Cashmere.
Oof.
Oof. It's like, it's a real pimping type of.
Yes, like, it is.
It's a real, yeah, like you get your player mode when that song comes on.
Oh yeah, man! My favorite song here just changed.
Yeah, I like that one right there.
Oh wow! Okay, I'm saving that to light.
That's all like right. A stereotypical Prince. Like if you do a Prince imitation, like a you know the Prince, the dudes that do the Prince imitators.
Yeah, yeah.
Like yeah. The way Prince is singing on that song is how you do the Prince imitation. It's
right,
classic,
right.
Classic Prince.
Yeah. What about you? Pink Cashmere. Man, that is a tune. That's going to be playing tomorrow, first thing in the truck. What about you, A-Rod? What do you got?
My pick sucks now. I can't even say.
He said, my Prince sucks now. You're stupid. Yeah. there's no shitty Prince song.
No, I know. No. I just, mine seems so, like, I'll give mine right now. And it's like, I just looked and it's like, yeah, well, of course, it's the number one Prince song on Spotify. But I did, man, Kiss. Man, come on.
Oh,
man.
I love this joint, man.
That's like Billie Jean for me, man. That's Mike's Billie Jean.
That's funny that you mentioned Billie Jean, man.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with that, for sure.
No, I know you can't. That's why. It's one of those tunes.
Man, I heard a crazy story about Michael Jackson today. Holy shit.
What? Lay it out. What is
That he used to, like, he thought that he used to get his songs while he slept.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, remember he was taking all those sleeping pills before he went
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah.
That was part of, like, you know, him trying to find the right doctor and him being crazy about getting enough sleep. And the reason he wanted to get so much sleep and get these songs is because he thought that if he didn't get enough sleep, that the songs were going to go to Prince.
Oh, man. That is some...
That is so crazy.
That is wild.
Wacko Jacko.
That is some whacked out shit. I love that story. That's when you're a fucking legend. I'm speechless. How did you hear that?
It was something like they were breaking down depression. It was a video about depression in celebrities.
Man.
And they did a little bit on Mike and about how he married, how Elvis had depression. I was like, what? Elvis had depression?
That doesn't surprise me.
And then they went into Michael Jackson with him marrying the daughter, right?
Man.
And then they went into a little bit of Michael Jackson and the weirdo stuff he did. And I was like, what?
If I didn't get enough sleep, the big tunes are going to go to Prince.
My Prince. Oh, man. Oh.
All right. Well, speaking of tunes, A-Rod, you didn't give us yours. I gave. We got Pink Cashmere. We got Kiss. What do you got?
I'm thinking maybe like I Would Die For You.
Oh, that's a big tune.
Maybe nice.
That's
that.
A big tune.
Oh, listen, I like a lot of those, like, slower songs. That's
yeah, but I Would Die For You is one of those, like, get your lighter up.
Man,
but it's like...
Yeah, I Would Die. That's a big tune. Prince was monster, man. Prince was an absolute monster. Just a monster. He, you know, he had the 80s just on absolute fire. Him and Rick James, just Eddie Murphy. You know what I mean? Like the Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
It was just the Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and we came up in some. Yeah, we had some really legendary celebrities when we came up, for real.
And Hulk Hogan, yeah, exactly.
And we didn't know too much about them, which was a good thing.
That's the thing, right? Your only information of musicians would be when you're reading inside the CD cover.
Yeah, like a basketball player was a basketball player, a boxer was a boxer, a rapper was a rapper. All this bleeding over. You know what I'm saying? It's not natural, bro.
No, it's not.
I don't want to know you like that.
You remember when Biggie said, on Raw Nights, I perform like Mike?
Yeah.
Glenn Tyson, Jordan, Jackson. That line
legendary.
Is just,
that line is crazy. Crazy. And then Jay-Z stole it and took it, and, you know. And,
that's
crazy. Nobody, he didn't shout out Big when he took it, too. Like, come on, Jager. Man. Come on, Jager.
I heard Jay-Z might be caught getting some heat on him with all this Diddy stuff going.
Yeah, I've heard someone say Nas, too. I said, please, don't do that.
Don't touch Nas. Get Nas's name out of this full case.
I don't think my era's mental capacity can deal with that. If they try to tear down Nas, I mean, I don't know.
It was written as like part of my growing up, like it the was hardest as, times for me.
Man, Greyhound it was written was some home. Kind of album, bro.
Yeah.
It was written was smooth.
Oh man! All right, let's get back here.
It's a Raptors podcast, huh?
Yeah, well, we're still not even talking about Raptors here. So this is the next thing. So we got Prince, we got our tunes out of here.
Before you go on this, I gotta rudely interrupt, man.
No.
Name me five
rude.
Raptors playing right now.
Oh,
Javon Freeman gracious. Liberty. Here, let me go. Javon Freeman Liberty.
You know how hard this is? Shit, man, I told you.
All right, so the next thing we got here is this the dunk of the year, boys? Tony Edwards over here. I like to call him Tony, not Anthony. I call him Tony Edwards. Was this dunk over who's it over again?
It was on John Collins.
John Collins
ended his career, man. Was that it? Yep.
Look at
that, man. That looks like a murder scene, man, where you could just chalk outline this man.
Yeah.
I watched the game, the game he came back, because remember he got knocked out, right? Mm-hmm. And the first thing they said when he was on the court was, he got that dunk. Like, they were talking about that dunk.
Yep.
He wasn't even playing, man. This is a completely different game, and like, that's just going to live with him.
He's a monster, man. This is a hypothetical question. If I didn't have this written, but if you had to draft Tony Edwards, Anthony Edwards,
Tony Edwards,
or Cat, who you taking?
Oh,
huh? Come on, Poe.
I know it's easy.
Rock with Cat.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that how unbelievably overrated Cat is? That's what I'm saying. Like I just can't. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Anyways, this guy is such a goddamn monster, Tony. You know, and he busted his hand up on this dunk. He doesn't seem to miss games. He's just his footwork, his determination, his heart. It's wild. I love it. I love guys like that, man.
I like him out of all the newer guys, man. He's got like that flavor to him, and he's funny as hell too, man.
Yeah, his post.
Yeah, like he's so real, he throws you off a little bit. Because we're in an era where everybody tries too hard. Anthony Edwards is just like, he's really cool. He's really a good player. And so it takes you a while to notice he's not like begging for your attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, but Anthony Edwards is that dude.
Which gets your attention. When you're like that, you know what I mean? Nowadays.
Oh, yeah, like the coolest motherfucker is the person who doesn't care about being cool, right?
Yes, indeed.
And so, but Anthony Edwards is definitely that face of the league guy, for sure.
Yeah, so we all agree that was the dunk of the year, for sure. Yeah.
Dunk of the year, easy.
Yeah, easy. For sure. Now, I wanted to give a shout out, since I said there's going to be a little bit of LA in here. There isn't actually that much. Just we'll do a little LeBron slander as usual and this right here. So I forgot to mention it in the last LA episode, but when we were doing music, when I was still doing music, Max, I had a tune that I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell anybody about this because I wanted to keep it a secret, and then I wanted to get you on it. I've never actually told you this until today because I forgot. This was back in the MySpace days when MySpace was still kind of popping off. I don't know what year that was, but I somehow got in contact with Slip Capone. Now, I don't know if you know who Slip Capone is. Slip Capone was on Murder Was the Case on the tune The Eulogy, and he did the Seawalk tune with Corrupt.
Yeah. Yep. He was on Seawalk?
He was on Seawalk with Trey D. Yep, he's on there. And he passed away. Rest in peace to Slip Capone, but he's a legend from LA, and he did a tune. I got in contact with him, and you talk about Anthony Edwards being real as ever. This dude was the same way. He's just like, you know what? Send me the beat. I'll do it. I'll send it back to you, and we'll work together, and we'll get the tune. This was back in the day when it was like, that was a big deal, sending emails back and forth. And he did it. But then it didn't get finished, and he passed away. And I was just like, I just kind of like let the Gmail eat it up. And I never did anything with it because it didn't seem right, right? But I wanted to give a big shout out, rest in peace, to Slip Capone. Thank you for doing that, man. And I know you're not around to hear this, but if you hear it, thank you, man. That was very cool of you to do that. And you didn't know me. I didn't know you. And that's just nice. A cool thing to do, man. So rest in peace to Slip Capone.
Rest in peace to Slip Capone. Yeah. And I think Badass is gone, too.
Yeah, he's gone, too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace, Badass, man. I was a big Badass fan.
Yep. Badass is cool.
Another Minnesota, a lot of you may not know who this man is, but he's one of my favorite comedians out there, Nick Swardson. He's part of that. I'm not a huge Adam Sandler fan, but I'm a Nick Swardson fan. This dude right here is funny as goddamn hell. I don't know if he's an alcoholic anymore, but he was a pure alcoholic. Just this dude right here, hilarious. And if you haven't looked him up, look up his special Party. It's just called Party. Nick Swardson. Mm-hmm. He has one joke that he says. It's real quick. The joke is just basically, if you ever feel depressed and you feel down, just go to grandma's house and go to your grandmother's, because grandmothers always have a good way of making you feel good about yourself. For instance, if you go to the kitchen and your grandma goes, hey, could you get the milk from the fridge for me? And then, it's just so heavy for me to pick out of the fridge. And you go and you grab that milk and it's heavy. You lift up, you mean this milk, Grandma? Oh my God, Nikki, how did you lift that up? And it's just joke after joke like that. And he just hits you, and then there's Party shit in there. And I'm like, this dude is hilarious. So look up Nick Swardson. The dude is just so funny, and you've seen him in movies just doing little parts, but he's just Nick Swardson. Look him up. You mean this milk, Grandma? So funny. All right, I just had to get that out. All right, back to basketball. Another legend on the Minnesota Timberwolves, Isaiah Ryder, shout out.
legend,
East Bay original.
East Bay, fuck, man,
he did it. He did it before Kobe did.
Uh-huh.
I was just gonna say that. Yep, he did. Isaiah Ryder, man, he was part of that Stephon Marbury KG team, was he not? Or am I wrong? Am I speaking?
Yeah, he was, because that legendary KG story about how he was talking crazy to Mike.
He was on the squad, right? Yeah.
And KG had to tell Mike, he's young, he don't get it. When he tried to talk crazy to Mike, but it was like the first half of the game.
And he was talking shit crazy, KG or Isaiah Ryder was?
Isaiah Ryder.
Oh, I bet he was, yeah. Okay.
Talking crazy to Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan was having, he was having like a slow night, But then Isaiah Ryder started talking that junk, and he just started killing him. And then they end up winning the game. So Michael Jordan ended up with this crazy stat line, and the Bulls won.
I think that's Mike right there in this picture, in the background right there, no?
Yeah, and KG was telling him, while Mike was like in his, like, I think he hit like a few shots in a row.
Yeah.
So he was like, and KG was telling Mike, look, I'm sorry, he's a young guy, he doesn't get it.
just relax on him, Mike. Relax on him.
Leave Mike alone, young guys. Leave that guy alone. Kobe too, leave him alone. Iverson, leave him alone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, Iverson's in that list. Yeah, absolutely. Isaiah Ryder, big shout out to the East Bay Funk. That was a great. He goes down on that list. I mean, I remember that.
Yeah, he was part of the era where the dunk competition was only for basketball fans, and it was the shit. Those dunk competitions, the Isaiah Ryder, homeboy from the Warriors, Jason Richardson.
Jason Richardson, yep.
Desmond Mason.
Robert Pack.
Robert Pack, Sean Kemp, all these guys were just
Sean Kemp,
putting in work.
All right, let's stay in Minnesota. I didn't know that Bob Dylan, speaking of music, I'm not a Bob Dylan fan, but I am a Johnny Cash fan. But Bob Dylan is from Minnesota, and he has, the reason I brought him up is he has a tune with, that's not the tune.
That's not Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan would be pissed.
But this tune right here, if you want to go and you want to just like, twist one up, lay back, turn the lights off, and just smoke one and just relax for. Put on this Bob Dylan. They did one tune together. Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. It's called Girl from the North Country. Man, let me tell you something. Your eyes just might welt up, might turn a little red, a little bit of that. A little bit of that moisture might come out of the side of your eye and pop down your cheek. I'm just telling you, you may want to just do that once in your life. So look it up if you have Spotify. Big tune. Talk about tunes.
Bob Dylan. Dude inspired the Black Panthers. This dude's crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I may not be a fan of his music, but I was a fan of like, what he did for music.
Very influential. Me not a fan either, but people love that dude.
Love him, but I don't quite get it with him. But
yeah, I don't quite get it, but yeah.
Yeah. And the last shout out, I want to give a shout out to Fat Sloppy Kevin Love from.
I thought that was Joker.
Exactly. Oh, I'm not gonna call him Fat Sloppy. This was. I love the Timberwolves version of Kevin Love. He was kind of out of shape. Got 25 rebounds a game.
30-20, man.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He would never leave a game without 20 rebounds. I remember.
Nah. He was a stat king, and they lost all the time.
Yeah. Well, let's get out of here. That was another edition of. This or
that.
And if you're busting too quick, go ask Popeyes. Maybe they got something for you. I don't know. Or think of baseball, freestyle, or think of the ugliest chick in your history. All right, let's go around the NBA real quick before we get canceled. Steve Clifford stepped down as the coach of the Charlotte Hornets. What do you think of that? He must have been frustrated as fuck.
Did he ever coach?
I didn't even hear that. Like I pay attention to like what's going on in sports. I did not even hear
that. He stepped down. I know exactly. He just walked out, basically. He said, I've had enough of this. So, yeah.
I think the Charlotte Hornets are going to leave, bro.
Leave Charlotte?
Yeah.
Man, where do they go? Montreal?
I don't know, man. Jordan sold his piece. It's like a black hole over there. Like,
no, they're gonna stay, man. That's a good state for basketball.
They love their basketball.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There's good money out there. I mean, it's a great state for college ball. But just like Tennessee, they don't really support the professional team, you know. In Carolina, they support college ball heavy, but they don't really support the professional team, you know?
They just haven't been good for so long that I think it appears that way. Do you know what I mean?
When they had Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning and Muggsy Bogues, Charlotte was like, they were like the center of the basketball universe, but that's a long way.
That's what I mean. That's the last time they were decent.
Yeah, the last time, and the fan base was actually pumping and excited too.
I miss when their court had like the honeycomb.
Yes,
layout. Mm-hmm. That shit was so cool, man.
That was one of the best courts in the league. Yes, good call.
Yeah, they need new management, man. Someone that like cater to the home fans.
Well, that's what I said last episode. They're the type of team right now that'll be, you know, Steve Clifford leaves, walks out, they're going to sign Ben Simmons tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, they're just, I feel so bad for their fans. Like, they're just an awful run organization. And when your coach just says, you know what, fuck you guys, I'm out, you know, that it says a lot about what's going on upstairs with that team. So hopefully they get it together because, you know, even though it may not look that way, I do agree with you 50-50 on that. But I do think that state does want to see a winner, obviously, and you know, they got to give it to him, man. Next up, Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert warned the NBA. He warned the NBA. He said, listen, if you don't hold these guys accountable, I'm going to hold him accountable because he's getting hit dirty left, right, and center. Alex Caruso came in and undercut him and tried to take out his hip and his knees, and that just – Rudy had enough. Rudy had enough. He said, listen, I'm going to start taking care of these guys. What do you guys think? You think this is a fake tough guy saying some stuff? Or, because I personally, this may surprise some people, but I actually like Rudy. A lot of people don't like Rudy Gobert. I kind of like Rudy, but I want to hear your opinion. What do you boys think of this? Fake tough guy talk, or what do you think it is?
I think people that think that he's not a tough guy are probably in that Paul Pierce camp with the Europeans.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
yeah.
People just be saying some crazy shit now. But I'll say this about Rudy Gobert. I'm not a big fan of his game, but I respect the value that he brings to a team.
Yes.
It's very clear that, like, with Minnesota, they overpaid for him, but they made a huge jump because of what he brings to that team. It allows them, like, flexibility to play a certain way with him. And it really helped that they had Kat, you know, to not have to play defense. He could just step out on the perimeter and just chill. So I respect Gobert for the versatility. I'm not a crazy fan of his. I will say this. He's probably going to win the Defensive Player of the Year this year. To me, it's
after
bullshit.
The year he had last year, good for him, man.
I mean, listen, it's bullshit to me, and I'm just saying it because Wemby's the guy.
You think
so? If you look at, like, all the advanced analytics and all that shit, man, Wemby's, like, when the Spurs have him on the court, they're like they're like 8 points better than where they are without him.
Yeah, he's a monster.
And he's like leading the league in blocks. He's leading the league in steals and blocks. Like, you watch the guy play, like, fuck all the, like, the numbers even, man. I'll be a hypocrite and say fuck the numbers right after. Look at the eye test, man. This guy will go out on a perimeter and defend guards. I don't see Gobert doing that. Every time he goes on the perimeter to defend somebody, he gets cooked. Like, absolutely cooked. Yeah. He is a rim protector, which he does a fantastic job of it, but he would get cooked defending anybody.
Yeah, he doesn't
anybody.
Do what Wemby does. You're right. Wemby can go out there. He can go out there and dance and come back.
So, yeah. I mean, maybe just give him one of those, like, what do you call it? What's the word for it, man? You know, when you just give him an award, like, not a participation award.
The blue ribbon?
I just find it. It's like one of those things, like, where they give out, you know, like, a honorary award. Yeah. You know, just because the person's, like, getting older. That's basically what they're giving him this year. Because after this year, the league is Wemby's.
The retarded ribbon. That's terrible. I should say that. But I know what you're saying. What do you think? Fake tough guy, or is this Rudy? I personally think he's not fake tough guy. I think he may come out swinging. So
what do you think, Matt? We don't believe you. You need more people. There's really no such thing as tough talk. I mean, punch that guy. Shut up and punch that guy. And yeah, it's the fact that you're saying you're going to punch that guy means you're not going to punch that guy. Because now he's waiting for it. So now you put yourself at a disadvantage. So, I mean, come on. What are we doing here? But Rudy, I do like Rudy, though. I do like Rudy. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's an American thing.
He's the lovable, goofy, you know? Yeah. And it's true. Like, these Americans don't respect you Europeans players.
Because he's French.
I don't know whether,
he's French.
I don't know whether it's deserved or not. Like, people can have that argument, but it's true. American players do not respect these European players. American players think they're soft. That is true.
Yeah.
Whether it's right or wrong, people can whatever, but that is true. Yeah. And so I think he does need to make an example of somebody. Mm-hmm. And he does need to sort of...
But do it.
Yeah, like, obviously you got that feeling like I'm not getting respected out here, right? Mm-hmm. That's why he said that, right?
That's a really good point.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, like, it's a thing out here. Like, I think... it's good that he said it because it kind of exposes that thing. Like, there's a schism. There's a schism going on out here. Like, Luka and Joker, if they were American, come on. These guys would be superstars. God. Like, come on. Like, stop it. Like, these guys are being discriminated against, and it's clear. It's clear.
Yeah, so, it always goes back to French jokes with Rudy and the
I mean,
French
I was just listening to people making fun of the French military today. Like, the Europeans have certain things that I don't really pick up on, but if you pay attention, there's lots of discrimination against those guys, for sure.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I like that, man. You're right. You know what? Instead of saying it, do it. Yeah.
But the tough talk, like, stop.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hear you, though. I hear you, Coop. Like, we like you, Gobert. We like you, Rudy.
That's the thing,
Your game is hella limited, but you fit in perfect in Minnesota. First year, overpaid disaster. But this year, I got to say, like, even Kat was playing really well this year before he got hurt. I have no complaints about Kat this year. But every year before that, don't like that dude. Thought they should have traded.
They were my dark horse team, man. I was saying it all year on this pod that I want to see. I'm so happy to see
this year. They were, and even without Cat, I think they're going to give teams a serious problem.
I think so.
And OKC is starting to give me some good vibes too.
Yeah, I hope so. My
goodness. Even though they're losing all these games without Shea and J-Dub, I like the fight. I think they need to play without those guys to really get ready for the playoffs.
And the key with those young boys is that they're having so much fun.
Oh, yeah, you like Houston. I mean? They play like Houston, except they're good. You know what I'm saying? They're fun. You know what I'm
saying? They have fun with it. That's the best way to put it. Like Houston, but good.
Yeah. But Houston, like, when they figure it out, because they're still dizzy, right? Yeah. When they figure it out, man, it's going to be a problem.
And they like Charlotte. The center, what's his name?
Shangoon.
Yeah. But Green's like, more shots for me. Green's like, more shots for me. So he's going crazy.
Right, he took those shots, yeah.
Yeah, he's taking them and more.
Well, speaking of taking shots and more, our ex, Malachi Flynn, dropped 50 last night.
Malachi Flynn. Yeah. Hairline doing better, stat line doing better. Shout out to Malachi
Flynn. Did you hear what Josh Hart called him?
No.
He called him Evil Vincenzo.
That killed me, man. I heard a quote, because Malachi dropped 50, some old Raptors fans, and the Nick Nurse hell was hot. It's true, man. Like he never had a chance. But at the same time, I go back to you saying eye test, A-Rod. When he was here, the eye test, like he had these little spurts, but then it was no.
It ain't nothing personal.
I like his energy.
Yeah. He didn't just do that well for us. You know, a bit of a mixture of not getting a proper chance, not having a proper system, couple of coaches over 2 years. Trying to learn on the fly, being buried at the back of the bench, it was real shit for him. So I'm glad he's just doing well. That's all.
Yeah. It is good to see. And then also Delano Benton, him and Malachi both. I hate seeing that quote from old Raptors fans and picky Raptor fans. Are like, did we give up on these guys too soon? Like, come on, man. You can't look at it that way. Like, that's just a depressing way to look at it. No.
Yeah, but I mean, even if you did, it's not like they were Akeem Olajuwon or something. I mean, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about Malachi Flynn.
Yeah, it's a small margin we're talking about here.
At best, both those guys will be like 11th, 12th man rotation players.
Yeah.
They probably won't see the court for more than 10, 15 minutes at best.
Yeah.
You
are what you are.
And like, listen, full kudos to them. They got to the fucking league, man.
That's not easy.
They made it to the league. Amazing for them. Great.
I mean, Bronny would love to be in their position right now. 100%, you know what I mean?
100%, man.
Or maybe not. Maybe secretly not. You know.
Let's go there. One last question here. The one last thing. Is there anything that you've seen in the news about LeBron that we can get off of our chest? Is there anything that's come up? A little LeBron slander to end this episode off with. Anything you boys have seen?
He's been getting away these easy teams, man. Like, there's nothing to say. Like, he's beating up on the Raptors, the Wizards.
Yeah.
Like, bro, he's the Grizzlies. Like, bro. You just got to keep quiet and let him just sort of wait till they play somebody real, you know?
What did he say, though? He said he doesn't have much left in him. I haven't seen him say something like that. He said he doesn't have much left in him. He doesn't think now.
I mean, let's be honest, man. Look, the way they're situated, they're ninth, right?
Yeah.
They're going to have to play the Warriors
for
a play-in. They'll probably beat the Warriors because the Warriors foul too much and they're super inconsistent all year, right?
So
they go play the loser of 7 and 8, which is Phoenix and Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
Sacramento's been beaten up on them. Phoenix can give them a game, right? Mm. But let's say they even make that, right? And they make it into that 8 spot. They're going to have to play Denver. They will get fucked by Denver. Like, it's not even close, man. It's probably just like, if you thought 4-0 was bad last year, this shit might even end in 3 games, man.
No, the NBA will quit it after 3. Like, it's
So, like, they're done.
Yeah. Well, good. All right, so let's end it at this. Oh, I want to let everybody know that's listening to, we, even when the Raptors, there's only 6 games left in the season. So, but I you know, boys, maybe we should still get together throughout the playoffs and have some playoff chatter. What's going on in the playoffs? I think we continue this, because I did get a message from a listener that said, I hope you guys continue after this tank ends, and we can still have episodes come out. I said, absolutely. So we will be running this, even though the Raptors will be done and the tank will have been parked. And speaking of the tank rolling,
we might get some of these players. Who knows? Some of these players that bust off in the playoffs, we might snatch some of them up. We got Brown. It didn't work out. But, you know, he was in the finals last year. We got him.
Exactly. Next up, though, is Milwaukee tomorrow night at Milwaukee, 8 p.m. Man, I think, you know, 65 now. So 65 points accumulated we've lost by in the last 2 games.
Sorry, games at Milwaukee?
It's in Milwaukee, 8 p.m. Good. Yeah, oof, I know. I know.
Man, they'll have RJ and Quick, maybe even Kelly, but.
And Milwaukee is a trash can fire.
Hold on. I will say this. I would have said good God, but now that I think about it, they got RJ, who played quite well against the Lakers. Yeah. They got Quick, who wants to play. They got Kelly, who actually likes playing.
Yeah, and Milwaukee is a
just
disaster.
Lost a fucking, who did they lose to? Memphis and the Wizards?
Bro.
And Doc, and Doc's their coach?
And Doc is terrible. Yeah, so, bro. I mean, we got a chance here, man. You know when, what's his name, when Jim Carrey's like in Dumb and Dumber? So you're saying there's a chance?
That's and that would be the 24th win. So that quest for 25, as you said, you think they'll get 25? It's a big question. We'll see. They have six games to get two.
Even in a tank. Sometimes a team will just step up and rip somebody just to say, hey, we can ball, you know. Like,
well, that's the thing. Ball. Let's not forget our top guys. They're good. Mm. They haven't been playing the last, two
not
months.
Not that outfit Barnes was wearing, but yeah, we are, you know, we good.
Those pink pants, the purple pants.
Yeah, that was wild. I showed that to my two sisters. They were like, come on.
Scotty.
They were like, maybe Shai Gilgeous. Maybe Gary Trent Jr., they said, but yeah, not you, Barnes, according to the ladies. Not you.
No. He was trying to be Prince. All right, so everybody, have a safe night. Do what you got to do. We will speak to you soon, and we'll see what happens when this tank keeps rolling by. This was another Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor podcast. We are your hosts, Mr. L Hoopo, HOOPO. That's Max P. You better make me. And Mr. A-Rod, A-R-O-D. And wherever you're listening to this podcast, please hit like and subscribe. And if you want to put a face to the voice, check us out on YouTube and hit subscribe there. And that's it.